You're listening to SBS News.
I'm going to talk generally about the Torres Strait community in North Queensland.
This is the voice of the late Eddie Koike Mabo, giving a guest lecture in race and culture to education students at James Cook University in 1982. Eddie Mabo was a civil rights campaigner, a prominent community leader for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, and the co-founder of one of the first Indigenous community schools in Australia. As he addressed that room of tertiary students at James Cook University in 1982, he also spoke about plans he and four others had to begin legal action to confirm their traditional rights as landowners on Mare or Murray Island. While working as a gardener at the university, Eddie Mabo had a conversation with some historians about how he hoped to live out his days on Murray Island, and he was shocked when they told him the land belonged to the Crown, not his family. Gail Mabo is Eddie Mabo's daughter.
My dad was quite angry at this point because for him, the whole notion of owning land was the fact that it was handed down from generation to generation. And then for him to have no right to that land, well, that's where he got that fire in his belly to actually go, you know what, I'm going to fight this because this is not right. And we have a right to our land and to be able to hand it down to our children.
Eddie Mabo instructed solicitor Greg McIntyre to act for him in the case.
Eddie always knew that it was going to be significant, and particularly significant for Murray Islanders, Torres Strait Islanders more generally, and we were of the view that it may well impact on the mainland.
It was a 10-year battle which ended when the High Court handed down its ruling on June the 3rd, 1992, in what's now often referred to as the Mabo ruling. It acknowledged the traditional rights of Indigenous people to their land and waters. It overturned the legal doctrine of terra nullius, which had falsely asserted that prior to colonisation, Australia was a land belonging to no one. The ruling recognised that Indigenous people had occupied Australia for tens of thousands of years before the British arrived in 1788. Robert Tickner was the Minister for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Affairs at the time.
I remember the day vividly, being in the court and being struck by the absolute enormity of this decision that profoundly changed Australia and for the better in so many ways.
Linda Burney is the Minister for Indigenous Australians in the newly elected Federal Labor Government.
That ruling was incredibly significant. I think most people, I certainly remember where I was when it came over the radio. For the first time in law, terra nullius was debunked, and that was crucial.
The Mabo decision paved the way for the Native Title Act and the establishment of the Native Title Tribunal. In the 3 decades since Mabo, the Federal Court has made 556 Native Title determinations. 148 claims are yet to be decided. Sadly, Eddie Mabo died 5 months before the historic decision was handed down. He was just 56. His lawyer and friend, Greg McIntyre, says he's proud of their legacy.
The United States, Canada and New Zealand had all recognised a similar form of title. And we're in Australia, we're a bit late coming to the party, but I'm glad we did. It's now 30 years, and I think we need to get on and improve on that result.
Indigenous barrister and wordy man Tony McAvoy SC believes truth-telling and treaties are now important to heal the wounds of the past.
Room needs to be made for Aboriginal people to participate in the democratic processes and to exercise self-determination and be self-governing.
Eddie Mabo's daughter says Australia has been taking small steps towards healing over the last 30 years, but momentum is building for greater change in Australia.
But now it's time to just lengthen our stride, to make things move, and, you know, to take those things that are given to us now and sit down and have a conversation, a better conversation, and sharing that knowledge to actually move us forward as a nation. Your hero, Eddie Mabu. Your hero.